third hour on this Friday night. Going down to Adelaide, Australia to talk to David John Oates, the master of reverse speech. We've been watching this whole geopolitical nightmare, this sideshow, this freak show going on for well over a year and a half now. And what we've learned through reverse speech is nothing less than extraordinary. And the big question now is, how did they turn Donald Trump into John McCain in 2 days? That's the question. It's bizarre what's going on. I don't know how else to phrase it. If you're listening to David and I for any length of time, you'll know that for a year and a half, Donald Trump was totally congruent and absolutely amazing in his speech reversals. And then after he was in the White House, sworn in, things changed. Very strange. David, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm tired. Thank you. It's been a long week. So much going on now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, well, we have President Jerry Kushner and the First Lady, Ivanka Trump. That's what a lot of people think. And this is really gross nepotism, and it's quite clear that Kushner is wielding an enormous amount of power over this country and the world, for that matter. It's not a good thing to see. So, what have you got for us tonight?
We've got some on Trump. Let's and Tillerson and McCain and Susan Rice.
Wolf Blitzer. What do you have to say about what's going on, David? How does it look to you as a wizard in this field of no place to hide because your subconscious won't lie, reverse speech?
What my take on the current political climate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm still hanging on to all the positive reversals of Trump that he had in the election campaign. And I'm hoping that he's got some big strategy going that's going to all work itself out. But I'm the eternal optimist. I'm not finding that in his reversal. So it's a concerning. It worries me. I mean, I just saw the headlines there, nuclear standoff between North Korea and the U.S. what on earth is going on? I'm coming to America in 2 weeks. Is it safe for me to come there?
You're coming in 2 weeks?
Well, I leave in 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So what news service is that headline on?
That was on Fox.
They've changed. All right, I have to get back there. Okay. Safe? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I honestly think that any one of a half a dozen flashpoints could explode at any time if that's what the controllers want. And it does seem that a strong argument can be made that there has been a decision made that we need a war to build the coffers of the rich and powerful and the military-industrial complex. It's time to feed the beast again. With blood, with equipment losses, with domination, with all kinds of things. And I'm afraid that's what's coming.
Well, this first reversal, you sent me a little clip to analyzing. It was 1 minute, 30 seconds, where Trump said, I think he authorized the troops. Anyway, you know the clip you sent me.
Emailed.
So here's two reversals on that clip.
He basically said one thing. He said that he has fully, basically, turned the army loose to do whatever it wants. In a nutshell, what he said. He's fully empowered the military. Yeah, in other words, they can act without his advice and consent, which is, to me, crazy.
It's insane. But anyway, listen to this very first reversal. This backs up everything that you are afraid of. So here's the forwards.
Did you authorize it, sir?
Everybody knows exactly what happened. So, and what I do is I authorize my military.
And here he says, force the battle.
I stand on what I said. That's exactly what he said.
That's exactly what he said, and that's exactly...
They are going to force a war on us and try to keep it, I would hope, from going thermonuclear and become a world war. It could be a regional war, but it's clearly going to be a war. That needs to be... Please play that again. That is absolutely damning. That tells the story.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Did you authorize it, sir?
Everybody knows exactly what happened, so... And what I do is I authorize my military.
And it says, force the battle. There you go. That's what he's doing. He's provoking a war.
Do you see what he said, David, to, I authorize my military? This guy is an egomaniac. That's not how a president talks. That's not an acceptable expression. Not for a president. I authorize my military. What the hell is this? Children in a sandbox with little plastic tanks and airplanes? Come on. Get real.
Something a queen would say, or a king, not a president. All right, so here he's talking about China, also from the same clip you sent me.
North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of. I will say this. I think China has really been working very hard.
And then he says, see, they're slow.
See, they're slow.
See, they're slow.
And again.
So he's lying. He's lying.
Yeah. He thinks China's being too slow off the mark.
And yet he's putting this great spin on it, saying it's highly productive. We got along great with President Xi, and he's lying.
Yeah. See, they're slow. Yeah. It's opposite what he's saying for. And it also emphasizes the fact that he's going to go it alone. They're not moving fast enough.
This is really not good. Damn.
Yeah, sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
No, I already had. Listen, David, I already figured it out. It's obvious, but this is underscoring it from the position of hearing the subconscious tell the truth. And we just heard it clear as day. He's not happy with how China is proceeding with this issue. They're moving too slow, and he's saying he's going to force war. This is bad news. You people out there better get food put away. And I repeat again, it may sound corny, go to your grocers and find some organic baked beans that are good, you like. Walnut Acres makes some. I don't own any stock in Walnut Acres, but they have very good organic beans. And buy yourself about 10 or 20 cases. It's not that expensive. Put it away. You got a family? You can live on a can of beans a day. You can. Anyway, you've got to be ready. This is looking bad. Wow. And will you play those again, David? I'm sorry. These are really important. Very, very important.
Okay, here's the first one.
Did you authorize it, sir?
Everybody knows exactly what happened. So, and what I do is I authorize my military.
And force the battle.
Damn.
Then we've got next one, talking about China.
North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of. I will say this. I think China has really been working very hard.
But see, they're slow.
They're slow.
Incongruent. Yeah, it's an incongruent reversal.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, I wonder what happened to the man.
Yeah.
And here we have him on an interview he did just yesterday with Maria Bartiromo. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I can't don't know.
On Fox, anyway. So here we go.
So that we get great tax reform. So we're going to have a phenomenal tax reform. But I have to do health care first.
Now, here he says, gonna mine, as in M-I-N-E, the fear. Gonna mine the fear.
Gonna mine the fear.
Gonna mine the fear.
Oh, he's, they're going to manipulate and use the public and drain them and play games with them, and they're going to mine their fear. How ruthless, how mercenary, how cold, how calculating.
That's exactly what that reversal means. Yep. All right. Okay. Next one.
I have so many people that want to come into this administration. They're so excited about this administration and what's happening. Bankers, law enforcement people, everybody wants.
Okay, this is a rather long one. I don't normally like long reversals. Hear the past. I want to share. Send in my sin.
Hear the past. I want to share. Send in my sin.
Oh, yeah, it's all there.
Near the past, no one is here, sin and missing.
Yeah, there it is.
Near the past, no one is here, sin and missing.
Yeah.
You know, that's sheriff. I want a sheriff send in my sin. Hang on, let's play that again.
Near the past, no one is here, sin and missing.
Yeah, I want a sheriff.
Near the past, no one is here, sin and missing. Near the past, no one is here, sin and missing.
See, I can't tell that sheriff or sheriff. Anyway. Wow. Well, okay. The reversal is not related to the forwards. We're tapping into some inner motives and inner thoughts. Send in my sin.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the past. I don't know what he means by that. Look at past battles. Send in my sin. Send in my the dark side of me. Let's access that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, here we have a congruent reversal, but it's a bit of a scary congruent reversal. Here's the forwards.
You never know, dude.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, I started too soon. All right, here we go.
What are we doing right now in terms of North Korea?
You never know, do you? You never know.
That's all you're going to
say. You
know,
I don't talk about the military.
Yes.
I'm not like Obama, where they talk about in 4 months we're raiding.
And here he says, I'm not going to go in the public. And again.
Totally. Totally congruent. Yeah.
Yeah, that's completely congruent. You know, he's saying, yeah, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. Yep. Okay. Next one along. Here we go.
Healthcare has been going along. You know, it's a negotiation. So I do. And it's just a negotiation, and it's going to take a little while longer. But as you're probably hearing, Congress is coming along. We have some great people at Congress. They want it to happen. We will have no Democrats, zero.
See, this reversal also seems totally out of context. He's talking something totally different. The bad to know it's Iraq. The bad to know it's Iraq.
I had to know it's Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I had to know it's Iraq.
Wow.
My husband will whisper Iraq.
I think that he's thinking ISIS is in Iraq, and he's got his sights on Iraq again.
They're certainly in a big war going on around Mosul, a war for that city.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it could just be on his mind. I think that he's. I think that he's got war on his mind, good, bad, or indifferent. Right?
Oh, yeah.
okay, now here we have another congruent reversal.
That money's coming back. We're going to charge a very small tax on that money, and the companies are going to bring that money back into the United States and do lots of good things with it. Right now, they can't bring it back.
And he says, I see the buck in that.
I see the buck in that.
All right, well, that works.
Yeah, that's nice and congruent. Yeah. Next one along.
When I didn't make the deadline, although
that
I
you
was
said.
Just negotiating, don't forget, I said withdraw. I didn't even say take a vote. I say withdraw. Well, that same thing is being negotiated.
Yes, that's right. He said to withdraw the health care. Bill, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, they said I will get this.
They said I will get this.
Oh yeah.
They said I will get this.
Yeah.
They said I will get this.
I think he's just thinking, you know, he's gonna get his health care reform through. They said he will, and he will. So it's another.
Well, they basically have given up on the health care reform as it was constituted. They're back to the drawing board. They got nothing right now. Rand Paul has a very good bill, and that should just be grabbed and picked up and run with. But that's not happening yet. So there's really nothing on the horizon that would lead anybody to think that the health care issue is going to be resolved anytime soon. It's just not. He's also given up on his entire income tax plan. His tax plan has been abandoned. He said it's over. My phenomenal tax plan is over. I'm back at the drawing board. So that's all gone. Promise after promise after promise. Gone. 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 So it's not a good sign.
All right, okay. All right, here we have the next one.
He was going to be overthrown. I thought he was gone. He had another week. I mean, he was finished. He had nothing, nothing. And then Russia came in and saved him. And then Obama made one of the worst deals in history with the Iran deal.
This one simply says, they make a show.
They make a show.
They make a show. They make a show.
I don't know.
Well, he's giving, he's acknowledging that Russia has made a show of it in Syria, and they've done well.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, so anyway, so there are all the reversals that I found. And
well, I wish we'd get, yeah, David, that was very good. It was sickening, but very good. And I'll look for more clips of Trump. But yes. If he's going to do something, I think it's going to happen within the next week. And you got to remember that North Korea is a terrible mistake. You're not going to go in there and have the kind of success you can have with a wide open territory like somewhere in the Middle East. North Korea is mountainous. They have been burrowing underground for 40 years or more. They have 72 diesel-electric submarines that are very quiet. We will sink many of them, but we can't sink them all. And if you put a nuclear weapon in one of those and sail it down somewhere and light it off, you've defeated a whole lot of defense, and that's a possibility. This thing has so many angles on it, I can't even dive into it. But it's not a good situation. Monday, we'll be talking to someone who lives in Seoul, South Korea, during the middle hour of the program, so you're all invited. Now, don't miss that. We'll find out for sure what they feel down there and how they see it.
All right, let's move on to Naomi's reversal, shall we?
Sure.
So, she's got two on Trump here. Here we go.
We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded, and for the souls of those who have passed.
And he says, sad Mosul, this loss.
Sad Mosul, this loss.
Oh, yeah.
Sad Mosul, this loss.
So that's a nice congruent reversal.
Sad Mosul, this loss.
Sad, comma, Mosul, comma, this a loss.
That's, yes, right. A loss. Let's do it again.
A loss.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely right. Yes, you're absolutely right.
So Mosul is not going the way that he wanted it to, and there probably have been a number of Americans who are there on the ground who have lost their lives, and no one will ever know about it. They'll hush it up and hide it, and they'll just list them as killed in action or missing in action or whatever. That's what they do. And Mosul is not going easy. There won't be much left of that city either, just like Aleppo.
Oh, yeah. Well, Aleppo is a pile of rubble now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here's another one on Trump.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
And seeing that it helps, it hurts.
Seeing that it helps, it hurts.
Seeing that helps, it hurts.
Seeing that it helps, it hurts.
I heard.
Seeing that it helps, it hurts.
Yeah, heard is singular.
Yeah.
It's not a verb.
Yeah, you're right, it's singular. Unusual for Russell to be grammatically incorrect like that. Look, he's just saying that, you know, he thinks that his 59 Tomahawk missiles made a difference.
How does he say that when only 23 of them hit the targets? The rest of them were apparently electronically put off course, shall we say, by the Russians.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's the best analysis of what happened to the others. These are older missiles. They use older technology. And the Russians are very able to jam them and confuse their GPS and put them off course. The damage to the airport, David, was minimal. They were flying out of there the next morning. They didn't even crater the damn runway. So it was a very stupid move.
All right, let's go down some. Here's a couple on Assad.
The bomb that's been killing civilians indiscriminately and that oppose the Western narrative. I'll show you the contradiction.
Gee, I can't understand what he's saying forwards there. I've no idea.
Play it again.
The bomb that's been killing civilians indiscriminately.
Okay, the bombs, I think, killing civilians in desperately something.
Oh, okay, do it again.
The bomb that's been killing civilians indiscriminately and that oppose the Western narrative. I'll show you the contradiction.
Something about killing civilians indefinitely and indiscriminately is what it
says. There it is. Yeah, okay. And, yeah, we'll go through the break, Todd. Go ahead, David.
Okay, and it's a mob.
It's a mob.
It's a mob.
Yeah, well,
it's a mob.
Mob of people that were killing.
Well, I think not. I think he's talking about a mob of antagonists, terrorists.
Okay.
Is the opponent, the oppositions that are the opposition that's causing the problem. It's a mob, like it's a gangster mob. These are bad thugs. That'd be my take.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And here we have Assad again.
By Qatar directly in order to vilify and smear the Syrian government and the Syrian army.
There are a lot of eyewitnesses.
No one knows who are they. We don't have anything clear about that. It's not verified. So, no.
And we are favored.
We are favored.
Wow.
We are favored.
Oh, my.
We are favored.
All right. Well, that's a bit of an ego complex, too, that one.
Maybe he's talking about we are favored to win this because we have Russia and Iran working with us. We are favored. Maybe that's what he's talking about. This is a long war. He says we are favored. The Syrian army is doing very well. The Syrian Air Force is doing well. The Russians have contributed hugely. So have the Iranians. So we are favored. It makes sense. It's confidence.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. All right, here we have Mattis.
Can't wait for this one.
Intel is formula blames Assad, is what the headline says.
In response to the attack, our government began a deliberate process led by the National Security Council to recommend diplomatic and military options to the president. We met over several days, and I spoke with some of our allies. The National Security Council considered the near century-old international prohibition against the use of chemical weapons, the Syrian regime's repeated violations of that international law, and the inexplicably ruthless murders the regime had committed.
And this one says, won't shine on it lawyers.
Won't shine on it lawyers.
Huh.
Won't shine on it lawyers.
The only thing I can think he's saying is that they're going to move ahead and do what they've got to do. Lawyers aren't going to stop them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's a confusing one to me.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here's McCain bashing Rand Paul for being against the war in Syria.
You totally disagree with your Republican colleague, Senator Rand Paul. on this issue.
I
not, not the first time. I'll read to you what a statement he released.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's not McCain talking. That's a reporter talking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Versal says, blank sinner.
Shit, sinner.
Yeah, he said S-H-I-T, sinner. That's right, yeah. I don't know. He's probably having a go at McCain, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one.
Our prior interventions in this region have done nothing to make us safer, and Syria will be no different. Your reaction?
I don't really react to
that's
Senator
McCain.
Just yeah, too different, McCain. And he doesn't have any real influence.
This is the law burn us.
The law burn us.
Wow.
The law burn us.
Interesting.
Well, in other words, he knows he's acting out of line, out of school, unconstitutionally. He's making deals with terrorists in foreign countries. The guy's running rogue.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
So he's worried. He knows the law could get him. Yeah. Anyway, that's my take on it.
You know more about you're more in tune with things than I are. You would have a better idea what they mean than I do. I mean, you do your radio show every night. Right up in touch with everything that's going on.
100 and some news stories a day on top of that for the site. So I'm definitely getting exposure to it all. And I'm not able to be 100% sure, but I can tell you what it sounds like the motives are. And I think he's aware that he is acting illegally. And he's not stupid. He's an evil man. He is acting illegally.
Okay. All right. Here's McCain again.
Were you surprised by his decision last night? Did it surprise you when you heard that the U.S. Tomahawk cruise missiles were launched against
that's
attacker?
Wolf Blitzer.
I got a call before the launch from Mattison, also from Kelly, but when I talked to him the morning before, I could tell that he was deeply concerned. Now,
this says the Song of Saddam.
The Song of Saddam.
The Song of Saddam.
Oh, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
What do you read?
Oh, you get what's going on there. He's talking about how we set up Saddam Hussein with the phony weapons of mass destruction thing and attacked him. And here we are, part two, Saddam Hussein 2.0. We're doing the same thing to Bashar al-Assad. We're setting him up, claiming that he ignited this gas attack on his own people. Lies. So he's just verifying that this is the same thing all over again.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
Saddam is haunting them. The Song of Saddam.
No, I agree with you. That's basically, I saw it the same way. You just clarified a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, here we have McCain again, talking about the decision to strike Syria.
And I think that he is, like a lot of presidents, growing in the job and recognizing the enormity of his responsibilities.
Lead a mourning, and she's got it spelled mourning, but it could be mourning as in mourning, morn. Anyway, bleed a mourning.
Bleed a mourning.
Bleed a mourning. Bleed a mourning.
I think the attack took place in the morning.
Oh, did it? All right, okay. Oh, well, there you go. Bleed a mourning. Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. That just speaks for itself then. Here we have McCain again.
And he was deeply moved, as all of us were, at the plight of those poor children. And you could see that in his remarks. And
that scum using it, I disagree.
And that scum using it, I disagree.
It's all there.
It's
all there. What's he saying for? Let me just play the Fords again.
And he was deeply moved, as all of us were, at the plight of those poor children. And you could see that in his remarks. And
oh, okay. No, he believes that Assad did the attack. He's the scum. He's the scum who used it. And McCain disagrees with chemical attacks, anything I can think of.
So, in other words, The reversal suggests that McCain actually believes that Assad is stupid enough to do that to his own people. So McCain suggestively presenting as he's headed toward dementia. Let's put it that way. If you believe that, McCain, you are an idiot. There is zero proof, zero motive, zero reason to believe any of that crap. It was apparently gas that was illegally stored in a warehouse, a building by the terrorist organization that put it there, ISIS, I'm not sure which one, and one of the Syrian Air Force jets bombed that building and released the gas, and some of the civilians died. That's what happened in most people's analysis.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Well, McCain believes the line.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
Okay, so let's play it again. That scum using it, I disagree.
That scum using it, I disagree.
Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah.
That scum using it, I disagree.
Well, he believes his own lies then. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah, that sounds like McCain. And here he is again.
I got off the phone to knowing that the president was deeply concerned and deeply moved at these attacks which killed these children. And you could see from his remarks that he made announcing those airstrikes.
And we sign it. They need us.
We sign it. Yeah, need us.
Oh, yeah.
We sign it. Yeah, need us.
Yeah, he totally believes the official line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Pretty scary. Pretty scary.
Yeah. All right. And here he is talking to Wolf Blitzer on CNN.
As far as Iraq is concerned, we added one thanks to the surge. David Petraeus, one of the great generals of our time. It was done. And what did we do? Pull everybody out. We pulled everybody out. We predicted what was going to happen.
And here he says, "I love you."
I love you. I love you.
Oh, well, I guess he likes CNN. That's the only thing I can say.
That's probably it. Yeah, he's real happy on that venue of the crap news network. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, here we got one more on McCain here. Here we go.
This is the end. A one strike to one airfield is, frankly, an inaccurate.
So you're hoping for a lot more.
Yes, but let's see. I think I'm hoping for more, and we need to do more. But let's see what the reaction is.
I'm shy. It will be seldom.
Shy will be seldom.
Shy will be seldom.
Huh.
Shy will be seldom.
I think he's saying that. I think he thinks that the bombing was was limited. That was shy, mm-hmm. and they're not going to do it very often. I think that he thinks that this is a one-off thing by Trump to send a message. Mm. So I think he's very naive.
Yeah. Yeah. The attack took place at 4 a.m. almost, just about 4 a.m.
Oh, 4 a.m. Yeah, bleed a morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that totally fits. All right, here's McMaster's lying about Syria is what it says.
I think what the president was doing was making clear that he is going to, in terms of permanent membership of the National Security Council, have those permanent members who are there for every meeting, every official meeting of the National Security Council.
And he says, bullshit, they rang it.
Bullshit, they rang it.
Bullshit, they rang it.
That's clear.
Bullshit, they rang it.
What does they ring it mean?
I don't know. Let's listen to the Fords again.
I think what the president was doing was making clear that he is going to, in terms of permanent membership of the National Security Council, have those permanent members who are there for every meeting, every official meeting of the National Security Council.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Better play it again. Yeah.
What, the forward or the reverse?
The reverse, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit, they rang it.
Bullshit, they rang it.
Bullshit, they rang it.
Well, he may mean that they believe it.
Yeah, I think so.
His subconscious is saying, BS, they believe it.
Yeah, right.
He's contradicting the guy and or the position and then saying, no, they believe it.
Yeah. Right, here's a Spicer apologizing for his Hitler comment.
Yeah.
An unbelievable successful couple weeks. And when you're distracting from that message of accomplishment, and that's your job, is to be the exact opposite. On a professional level, it's disappointing because I think I've let the president down. And so on a, both a personal level and a professional level, that would definitely go down as not a very good day in my history.
And let's open up worse.
Let's open up worse.
Oh, I know what it means.
Let's open up worse.
I know what it means.
Let's open up worse.
He doesn't believe his apology. He believes a Hitler comparison, and he wants them to open up and bomb them more than what they've done.
Yeah, that works. But by the way, the quote about Hitler, he said even Hitler didn't use poison gas. And, right. Of course, the Jewish lobby went berserk and said he's denying the Holocaust. Well, he was talking about combat and war. The Holocaust, of course, is under an umbrella of doubt and suspicion. Let's keep that separate and just look at the issue of war and war fighting. And Hitler did have gas that he could have used and maybe saved himself some time, but he was afraid that it would be used against the German people, who had suffered so much by that time that he didn't use it. It's in historical fact.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. All right. Susan Rice talking about Benghazi.
This was based on what we knew on that morning, was provided to me and my colleagues and indeed to Congress by the intelligence community. And that information turned out in some respects not to be 100% correct.
And the shame of it.
The shame of it.
Huh.
The shame of it.
The shame of it. Yeah, well, yeah. Versus... couldn't have said it better myself.
That's right, yeah.
And here she's talking about Syria.
And we have not, we, the United States, the international community, the UN, Russia, everybody else, has not managed to find a negotiated solution, which would by necessity mean dealing with the problem of Assad continuing to govern Syria in the most violent and repressive way.
Oh, interesting reversal. We need assassin now.
Yeah, good catch on that one. Yeah,
wow.
That's what they'd hope for. We want to kill him. Get him out of there.
Take Assad out. I thought America didn't believe in the political assassinations.
Oh, no.
All right, here we have my favorite mate, Rex Tillerson.
Views regarding the situation.
Oops, sorry. Rex Tillerson. All right. That's his first name, Rex, isn't it?
Rexy, yeah,
of course it is. Okay, so here we go.
We further discussed approaches to improving our channels of communication. We had a lengthy exchange of views regarding the situation in Syria and shared perspectives on possible ways forward.
I think this is a reversal about spying and surveillance. It says IRIS, and it shows this.
IRIS, and it shows this.
IRIS, and it shows this. IRIS, and it shows this.
I don't hear IRIS.
Oh, you
what
don't?
Is it? What is the first?
Oh, I had IRIS, I-R-I-S.
You yeah, I don't hear it.
I'll do it again.
IRIS, and it shows this.
IRIS. IRIS.
Oh, really?
There's a hard sound in there.
My wrist, it shows this.
It
almost
okay.
Sounds like he says, my wrist, it shows this.
Do it again.
My wrist, it shows this.
But there's a G in there, David. My grist.
Yeah,
my grist.
My wrist, it shows this.
Oh, yeah, I hear it now.
My wrist, it shows this.
All right, well, that one slipped through both my and Jeff's filters.
Yeah, I don't think it makes much sense.
Yeah, when Naomi sends us reversals, I send them on to Jeff, all of Naomi's and all of mine, and That's after I sorted them out, then he sorts them out even more, throws out another few, and then we're left with what we go to air with. So,
well, she does such a good job. These are really good.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yep. All right, so here we have the next one.
So that we can create the conditions for talks regarding the future. On Minsk, we consider the importance of the accord. Russia can make progress in implementation by de-escalating violence.
They deal with us. Ooh, that's a bit ominous.
You hear how he says that? He's just kind of almost flippant. Almost. They deal with us. It's just the emotion is in there, and it's correct. But he accused Russia of violence, and he's talking about, I assume, Ukraine.
Yes, I would imagine so.
And Russia is not perpetrating violence in Ukraine at all. In point of fact, the Western-backed oligarch government, if you can call it that, of Porky Poroshenko, has 130,000 troops lined up on the demarcation line between Western Ukraine and free Eastern Ukraine. Vladimir Putin has said, if the West attacks the East, the Donbass area, we will not stand for the people there to be annihilated. In other words, we will come in. Russia. Russia is not in there killing people now, but the 130,000 lined up are killing people. They're shelling Donetsk every day, killing people. Lugansk, the same thing. Snipers are shooting in there. Downtown Lugansk is 5 miles from the front, where there's 130,000 troops up and down the entire line of demarcation waiting for the order to invade eastern Ukraine and slaughter everybody. That's what they're going to do. They just brought in 500 ISIS fighters. I had people on from Ukraine live 2 nights ago. And this is the story we get. So no, it's not Russia. Yes, it's the West. That 130,000 is facing 30,000, by the way. So it would be a real massacre.
Wow.
And that's why Vladimir Putin would say, I'm coming in. And that would commit Russia to an entire military operation to try to save the free part of the country in the East. And you want to drain Russia? That's one way to do it. So there's so many players here and so many items on the chessboard. It's very difficult to follow them all. But that was just another Tillerson lie.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Okay, all right. Next one. Here we go.
We are considering an appropriate response for this chemical weapons attack, which violates all previous UN resolutions, violates international norms and long-held agreements between parties, including the Syrian regime, the Russian government, and all other members of the UN Security Council. It's a serious matter. It requires a serious response.
Allows your path to develop.
Allows your path to develop.
Oh, yeah.
Allows your path to develop.
Nice and clear.
Allows your path to develop.
Oh, I think that's actually quite a sign reversal from Tillerson. He's just he's letting things work itself out. Okay, he's seeing what happens.
It's very funny to hear him talk about right and wrong and the UN and all of that when we are illegally in Syria on the ground and in the air. We were not invited in. The only people invited in were the Russians and the Iranians. We were not invited in, and if we send any more troops in there, that will be another act of war, which is completely illegal, and it constitutes war crimes. America spent 7 years and $5 billion overthrowing the legal government in Ukraine. And now we're talking about doing things legally and properly in Syria, when we've been trying to kill the duly elected representative and president of that sovereign nation for years and years. This is, it's all crazy, David. It's just crazy.
Wow.
Nothing's logical. Nothing's pragmatic. It's all up is down, black is white. It's all wars. It's crazy. Now we're talking about Trump not 150,000 troops that McMaster wants, but sending in 50,000 troops. That would be an army of invasion, just like we did to Iraq. We will not be invited in there by Bashar al-Assad. Not going to happen. Just like the Turks are in there invading illegally. So, I mean, it's really, and it's a bad situation, and it could get worse tomorrow. I mean, we've got so many things that could happen. Ukraine, Syria, North Korea. Remember all the demands for war on Iran? Don't forget that. South China Sea, Eastern Europe. All of these things can be ignited at any time.
Scary times we live in.
Yeah, well, you go back to the first two reversals with Trump.
Yes, I know. Yeah, well, I was, because I knew what the first two reversals were, and I was hearing you talk, and I was thinking, gee, where's Jeff? You must have seen these reversals beforehand, because
no,
I knew you hadn't.
I didn't.
But no,
no.
I knew you hadn't. And I was just thinking, wow, this is exactly what the reversals are saying.
Yeah.
All right, okay, here we have another one on Tillerson.
We are considering an appropriate response for this chemical weapons attack, which violates all previous UN resolutions, violates international norms and long-held agreements between parties, including the Syrian regime, the Russian government, and all other members of the UN Security Council. It's a serious matter. It requires a serious response.
And just remember the lie I'm writing.
Just remember the lie I'm writing.
Hear that?
Even
speaks for itself, doesn't it?
He's such a creep.
I said that last time. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
Just amazing.
Yep.
It's so sad to see America, with its wonderful history and its open heartedness toward people, its generosity, having been taken over by these warmongering neocon thugs. And that's what we have in the White House right now. The National Security Council, the Pentagram, all of it. All they want is war. And Trump is completely empowered the military to do whatever it wants without even asking him. This is crazy. What are these people trained to do? Kill people, attack people. What are they going to do? They're going to kill and attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. Not good.
All right. And then...
just make sure your ticket back home is prepaid, and when you're done here, you jump on that plane and get home.
Yeah, I should fly on to London next. That's getting even more dangerous over there.
Where will you go from London? Back here and then home? Or how will it go? You'll go...
Well, I'm flying to America first. I'm in America for a month, and then America to London, then London for 2 weeks. I got a few lectures actually lined up in London, and then back home.
How will you transit back home? Which direction will the flight go?
Oh, well, through Europe, London.
I see.
London through to Dubai, and Dubai back to Adelaide.
Got it.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, those were very revealing. And good job, Naomi. Thank you for that again. And these, keep on it, because this is, as you all know, and as you well realize, this is an hour-by-hour situation now, any time. And everything that these key players say is certainly worthy of a look if the time is available and Naomi can do it. You're busy with clients and so forth, but you do as much as you can, I know, but these are really critical. We just got to look at what's coming.
Yeah, no, she's right on top of it. She works very, very hard. So,
yeah.
I'm going to visit her in my trip to America and wire up her studio. So she's all,
very nice.
All freshly set up.
Very good. Well, David, my friend, those are... very concerning, the lies that this government has put forth and stands on are obscene, They're just wrong. And for those of you listening who don't agree with me, that's fine. You don't have to. I don't ask you to. I don't expect you to. I'm just telling you how it seems to me. And I think most of our listeners would agree. It's not good, and it's probably going to get worse. Let's hope not, but these people seem hell-bent on war. All right, David, you be well. Take care. Talk soon.
Yep, sure. Okay. Heidi. Thanks, Jeff.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay. That's a Friday, a weekend coming up. Try and make it a good one. Each day is a blessing. Don't forget that. And I mean it. And do put some food away for yourselves. Just, again, go buy whatever you like. Just stay away from the GMO stuff. None of the yellow corn. Try and buy organic soups and for variety. And buy cases of beans, whatever. But you got to have something put away. All right? Okay. Happy weekend. We'll talk soon.